Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. And if you're betting college football bowl games, and that can be a dicey endeavor, we're the podcast for you. We're releasing breakdowns for every matchup with new episodes dropping almost every day. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to the Annie Fry Show. Thank you for being with us. Beautiful Thursday, kind of getting chilly back in St. Louis the way it's supposed to be at the end of December. We appreciate you being with us as we are just a few short days from Christmas. And it's always wonderful to visit with our friend Jamie Lisso, who is back with us, actor and comedian, writer and producer, and regular guest on Gutfeld. Jamie, Merry Christmas. Welcome back to the show. It's good to have you.
Merry Christmas, Annie. Nice to talk to you. And as always, the last few times I've called, you may hear some ambient noises of New York City. What happens is I find a very quiet place to call, and then two crazy people start an imaginary knife fight behind me. And so I thought we would just keep going with the interview until somebody steals my phone, if that works for you.
All right, just holler. There's somebody around who will help you.
Yeah, you'll just hear the pattering of footsteps, and my voice will slowly get quieter, and that'll signal that I no longer have a phone.
And then we'll interview that guy.
Yeah, you can just talk to that guy. Yeah.
Or girl. I'm not here to, you know, either or. I'm okay with each.
I'll be honest with you. I feel like it's a lot of crazy guys lately, but I have been doing my part. And what I've been doing is I kind of have two thoughts here. If I find a crazy guy that's talking to himself, what I do is I find another one and I pair him up. You know what I mean? I put them together. I found a guy yelling and a guy cowering. And I was like, you guys are made for each other. And I'm just going to do this. And also, I'm walking around, and I hear people with imaginary friends they've created that don't seem like they're being very nice to them. Mm. You know, it's like, F you. I go, listen, I know some of it's mental illness, but if I ever go crazy, I'm going to invent the kindest imaginary friend. I'm going to be the only guy going, what'd you just say to me? This old thing? I will wear blue more often. I did get my hair cut. I mean, we're making the imaginary friend, you know?
Okay, so the first question I wanted to ask for you, I don't have much prepared for you because, Jamie, you're a hard interview to prepare for. I just kind of go where you take us.
You guys texted me before the show and said we're going to be talking about imaginary knife fights.
Do you have anything on this? Yeah.
What can you tell us? I wanted to ask you about the holiday season. We've seen a lot from the left, really, especially very close to the election being over. Thank God it took an evening to find out who won that election. But a lot of people on the left are saying, go no contact with your Trump supporting family. Don't even go there. Now we're to the point where we're within a week of Christmas. People are starting to get together. Hopefully they've moved away from that. People's politics aren't going to change between November 5th and now. What do you tell people when it comes to getting together for family gatherings this holiday season, when you know that there are some people who are super happy about the results and some people who are the opposite?
Yeah, this is a great question. I feel like it's on everyone's mind. I am one, I think you know this about me, to be serious, I am one that doesn't think any of it's that important, any of it. And so I think we should put family first. And I think if there's somebody on the left that says you shouldn't see your family because they voted for Trump, I think that's a fine loss to deal with. I think that's okay. I don't think we're going to miss that person. And so I've always been like, honestly, my fiance has a slightly different politics than me, and we get along, and we love each other, and we listen to each other's ideas. And I think one thing that the lefters have to start doing is that. Sorry, there was just a woman yelling at me. That's why I got distracted. I got to find her.
Can you take
partner.
Her?
1 minute. Let me just find someone else yelling. Okay, we're all set. I truly believe that, like, we need to the left. needs to realize we have a president. The campaign is over. And so now we sort of have to, they have to, in a way, make the best of it, right? Like, mm-hmm. When I saw Kamala the other day, or Kamala, I never know how to pronounce her name, and knowing her, maybe she's been saying it wrong. But I just think we're done. We should be done campaigning. Yeah. Like, we should just be together as a country. I do feel bad, though, Annie, that, so say your football team loses. Mm-hmm. The presidency is a large version of your football team winning or losing, because they're not going to play another game for 4 years. So I do feel for people that kind of took that loss on that night. And what made it even worse is, yes, it was over tonight, but then the next day, the next week, the next month, everyone's doing the Trump dance. Mm-hmm. It's in their faces. It would be like if you broke up with a girl and then she every time you woke up, she was dancing in front of your bed. You go, that girl that doesn't like me. And I just feel bad about that. I do feel bad about that, that it's like in the faces, yeah. And
you read my mind.
The dancing in their faces.
Jamie Lissow with us right now. You know him from Gutfeld, of course. You've probably seen him many times as he's come to St. Louis and done the St. Charles Funny Bone, actor and comedian. Jamie, so when did you see the report? I think it was yesterday or the day before. People are like, yeah, if Kamala Harris has the energy, I think she should totally run in 2028. What do you think?
I totally agree. I'd love to win again. I think that would be amazing. I'm going to miss her comedy gold. I would have voted for Biden and Harris if the only thing we were trying to vote for was comedy and we didn't have a country to run. Mm-hmm. I would have absolutely chosen those two because I'm going to miss her. That speech she gave you. Yeah, absolutely 100%. That would make me, I feel great about the content on Gutfeld. And also I think that's an easy win. I think the reasons they're stating for her losing, they are so off and they are so delusional that I hope she runs and they run on that. Like, who just said it was either, I think it was Biden just said, yeah, the reason, you know, America's following all this, this underground media and all that, and everything they come out against is uncensored long form media. Like, their problem is with the truth. Like, they go, man, we wish they would just go with CNN when we change her answer. I wish they'd watch that. Like, it's almost like they're coming after. It's so bizarre to me, and I'm kind of stealing this from Gutfeld, but Biden or Kamala said something like, Rogan, the right has Rogan, the right has, all these, I forgot one of the other big, Theo Vaughn, so mm-hmm. does the left. Like, Rogan would have interviewed Kamala. They're open to everybody that will come and follow the rules, Kamala wouldn't follow the rules. She wanted Rogan to fly out and shorten his interview, and basically she was going, hey, I'll do it if you're not Joe Rogan.
Yeah, exactly. And I mean, obviously to their loss, and I am encouraged by their inability to come to grips with the truth. The longer it takes them, the better our chances in the midterms again in 2028, I would say. I think you're totally right on that. You mentioned Gutfeld, and surprising to everybody out on this side of the television screen, Gutfeld recently announced that he is a father. You talk about being a father quite a bit, and I just wondered, have you given Greg Gutfeld parenting fatherhood advice? And if you haven't, you could just do it right here, and we'll send it to him.
I'll tell you the strange thing. He never asked for any.
No?
Very bizarre. I don't know if he doesn't think I'm qualified. You know what? I did give him the old, of course there's jokes and stuff. Like, I don't know if you heard the baby was born like 8 pounds, 3 ounces and 2 inches taller than Greg. And, and she's going to wear his hand-me-ups,
ooh.
I guess. That's what they decided. And I'm not sure exactly what that means, but I like saying it. Mm-hmm. I did tell him in all seriousness when he texted me that, I asked him, I think a lot of people were like, where's Greg? And so like a month ago or something, I think I go, hey man, I think I know where you are, like what you're doing, but I just want to check on you. And we had been talking and I just told him, I feel like all of the things, especially in entertainment, there's sort of like this thing where people say, if you have a kid, it's going to ruin your career, especially comedy. Like, oh man, I know comedian friends that there's many, many famous comedians with no children because they're like, it's this solo job. It's hard to leave the home. It's going to hamper my success. I could not disagree more. And I think that having kids takes you outside of yourself and sort of like I talked about politics, like deprioritizes work and politics just a tiny bit, just so that you can get that, I think we're all here for the same reason, which is to love people. And it just gives you this, I describe having a kid as just going into like a Build-A-Bear shop and making a best friend.
it's
just
not
walk out of there with a best friend.
Yeah, it's not untrue. I have four kids myself, and they're from almost 15 in next week, the day after Christmas, down to 3 years old. And so we're in all these different phases of life. But what it does, it humbles you and it gives you perspective that if you don't have that, doesn't mean you can't have good perspective, but it does alter the future of how you see things and how you anticipate the future. Do you feel like, I mean, it was like the best kept secret that I've seen come out of the media that he was expecting in that regard. Do you feel like it's going to be a part of the future of the future of Gutfeld? Do you think he's going to talk about being a dad, or is that, I mean, totally respect if it's a private thing for him?
It's a good question. It was a very well kept secret. Greg told me he found out after the baby was born. And that was really an unbelievable job they did. I think, I don't know if it'll be part of it, but I know Dana Perino I waited to tell anybody until I saw Dana Perino tweet something or do something on Fox. So I do know that it is out there, the news, but I don't know how much a part of the show it will be.
Yeah.
But I agree with everything you said about kids. Like, it humbles you, and also it takes care of, I don't know if you've also find it annoying when you have too much money in your bank account.
Mm.
God, that's annoying, but yeah, it takes care of that. And before kids, I used to have a comma in my bank account. I would look down there and there was a comma in there. I go, let's get rid of that thing.
That is not wrong. Jamie Lissau with us right now. Before we let you go, Jamie, I wanted to ask you, we talked a lot about the Kamala contingent and the fact that they haven't seemed to learn any lessons on that side yet, but those lessons might come. They have a little time to think about it. What do you think about Donald Trump 2024, going into 2025, this man has an entourage of the wealth. I think I saw like his cabinet's worth, I don't know, it was like $400 billion or something like that, the people who he's put in there. Just the minds that he is assembling, obviously the wealth that is behind that, which, I would say indicates some level of success and know-how into the things that they're going to be contributing to, should they be confirmed. What do you think about this Donald Trump? Maybe it's not even.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
2.0, it might be 3.0.
I am very excited. If you look at his cabinet versus, have you ever seen Biden's cabinet? It's just filled with prescription drugs. And I couldn't be more excited. I'm excited about Elon Musk and Vivek Ramaswamy, who I was on Gutfeld with. And a month before he announced he was with Elon, he had texted me what comedy club to go to in New York City. And I helped him and his wife figure out what club to go to. And then I saw him and Elon and I was like, this feels like 2 degrees of Kevin Bacon with people that are more important. This feels good. But I think I'm most excited about the Doge. I think I'm most excited about transparency and saving money and, seeing every step of the way exactly what they're doing. I think that also says a lot about anyone that comes out against transparency. I feel like it shows your true colors. And I don't know how you feel about Elon. He's so smart that I just decided my beliefs are his beliefs. Whatever he believes, yeah, sometimes he'll go, hey, we should send a rocket up there because. I go, Dad, we don't need the because. Let's do it. I'm in. I went to a bookstore the other day, and there was a book called The Benefits of Fish Oils. It was 550 pages, and I go, I'll take them. You got me. I believe you. That's how I feel about Elon Musk. And, his big vision is to send us to Mars if Earth becomes uninhabitable. That's, his big vision. And then California, we know why, says that he can't light rockets off anymore because the sonic booms are disrupting a lot. Let me tell you something. This might sound insensitive. I don't think I care if every once in a while a bear's like, "The heck was that?" I don't care. I do not care. We are going to Mars. I'm very excited about the whole cabin. I have not been this excited and confident about America in a very long time. It feels like exciting times. It feels like change.
Yeah. I'm 40 years old, and we've talked about this here on the show since the election, that in my lifetime, I don't think that I've ever been so excited and anticipatory on what is going to happen next, because the transformative ability of this new presidency coming in that has the experience, that wouldn't have been able to do what they're going to do now if he would have won in 2020. It's just really a moment in American history that is really exciting. I'm right there with you.
I agree. I just turned 40 10 years ago.
Yeah?
And I feel the exact same way.
Jamie,
very, very excited.
Merry Christmas to you. Thank you for the time today. We really appreciate it. And we can't wait to get you back in St. Louis and get all your shows sold out as fast as possible, get you back in the studio. We're really appreciative of your time.
Absolutely, anytime. Merry Christmas, Annie, Brad, Ethan, and you guys take care, and I will talk to you soon.
All right. Sounds great. Thank you
okay,
so much.
Take care.
Take care. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. And you, Ryan.
And me, Jamie. Hey. Merry Christmas, Jamie.
Would you believe that I told him to say that?
I would believe that.
I would not ever.
I would believe that you would though.
I would not ever.
It's because Brad booked it. He talked to Ethan on the phone. He was talking to you just now. And
Well.
Ethan's in the studio for now. Why? What are you doing?
It's like 3 degrees of Kevin Bacon with now, Ethan.
I just.
Now you almost know Elon Musk.
I heard someone wish me a Merry Christmas, and I just felt so appreciative
warm.
And warm inside that someone would mention me. But what made me feel even warmer was that Ryan Wiggins wasn't mentioned.
You walked in really fast. What is this?
It's time for a gift. That's what that sounder means. I didn't know that it was 30 seconds.
Are we giving away something?
No.
What's happening?
No, it's the opposite. Somebody gave us something.
Oh.
And I thought now would be the perfect time for this gift.
Oh, it's like the perfect
so
gift.
So I'm going to give this to you. Open this up. Brad, you can come here, Ryan. I'm not getting it. You can get it.
I
would toss it to you, but I don't want to break. You can tell us who this gift is from. This was delivered to my desk. Are you really in pain? Old man, I didn't know that. I got him. Don't drop it. It is from
Bobo Farms.
Bobo Farms from the Annie Fry YouTube chat. And since we just got a Merry Christmas wish to Ethan and Brad and myself, thank you, Jimmy Lisso. Now we have from Bobo Farms.
Bobo says, Merry Christmas, y'all, wishing you and your families a joyful holiday season and blessings in the new year.
Thank you so much. That's Bobo. This is, I love this. It's
Thank
amazing.
You. And if I had to choose to get a Merry Christmas from anybody, like if you said you could get it from somebody on Gutfeld or you could get it from Bobo Farms, I would choose Bobo.
That's good. You want to tell us what this is?
This is an ornament that says The Annie Fry Show. And it's an ornament that has a little dangly ornament on it, by the way. And it has Ryan, Brad, and Annie.
I got that and I opened it. I'm like, this is so cute and adorable. Uh-oh, Ethan's
perfectly
not on it.
Perfectly timed.
So if the universe is in sync right now, I'm feeling pretty good about this. I was actually going to tell you, Ryan, to get a Sharpie, and on the back of it, I need you to draw Ethan.
Oh, no, I couldn't do that.
You would, absolutely.
No, I can't draw or have Ethan a part of
Can
this
you show?
At all.
Did you show it to the Bobo, who might even be looking up there?
Right? Here you
go.
Bobo.
Here you go.
Hold on a second. We
oh,
got
that's
it.
Awesome.
No, I'm showing it to Jamie Lisso right now. That's me. That's my name right there, Jamie.
Stop blocking my name.
There.
There you go.
I put you there, and then, gosh, everything is different.
Let me ask you this. If Jamie would have said, Merry Christmas, Ryan, would you have drawn me on the back?
Yeah.
Okay, so it's...
Yeah, it's vengeance.
Does it feel good? Do you feel nice and warm inside?
We're getting there, you know? I mean, we got a ways to go.
We'll put it on the Christmas tree that's right behind Brad in the studio, which is our Christmas tree, which I bought last year, brand new, and the lights didn't work this year. I was pretty ticked off about it.
You know, the only thing about this is that it's only going to be good for another week or so. Because it's 2024.
You don't put them away after the year. It commemorates the year. Don't you even know how to year ornament?
Well, you do it your way.
I think we will.
It's our show.
Yeah. All right, why don't you go hang it on the Christmas tree, unless you are going to draw Ethan on the back.
Oh.
Maybe we'll have Ethan autograph it. Nah. We should probably have, yeah, let's do that. We'll have Ethan sign the back. Bobo Farms, thank you so much for that. That was such a sweet gift, and we really appreciate every single one of you who is out there listening to us each day. It is so wonderful to meet you, to have the opportunity to talk to you, and I, Bobo, don't be embarrassed. Don't be embarrassed. It's awesome, actually. And Jay, he got the Jamie Lisso endorsement. We'll be right back. Don't go away.